Clive Owen's new film, The Boys Are Back, opens with a scene that looks like the kind of fun that's illegal these days, and maybe for good reasons. A man is driving his car along a beachway in Australia, perched on the top of his hood, laughing, smiling, enjoying the salt spray, is his young son. The Boys Are Back is taken from Simon Carr's best-selling memoir. It's directed by Scott Hicks, and it's the story of what happens when a man who's a loving but unpracticed father becomes the sole parent for his young son, Artie, when his wife dies, and then they're joined by an older son, Harry, now a teenager, whom he'd left with his first wife in London. Clive Owen joins us now from the studios of Pacific Television in Los Angeles. Mr. Owen, thanks so much for being with us.
No, thanks for having me.
We'll explain to those people who know the book that that Simon Carr has been changed to Joe Warr, and he's not a petulant political commentator anymore, but a sports writer. There's just an amazing amount of heart in this story, isn't it? Broken and otherwise.
It's terribly moving. I mean, the very first time I read the script, the scenes where the father's saying to the young boy that his mother might not be around for much longer, I found really upsetting, very moving. Yeah. And then watching a young boy, of 6 years old, and his father kind of grieving, really, going through a very serious grieving process, but trying to then reestablish and put their lives back on track. Then into the equation becomes this whole new wave of a relationship of the teenage boy who was left in London, and he's come with all, you know, his feeling and his pain and all the stuff that he brings, and suddenly the dynamic shifts and you've got a very complicated dynamic now of the young boy, the elder boy, and the father. And I just found that it was full of the stuff of our lives, really.
Yeah. I want to play a clip from the film. It's the scene about 24 minutes in when you have Artie diving into the tub.
Yep.
Artie?
Now, a lot of people would see that in real life and say, what an irresponsible thing to do.
I think that Simon Carr, when he wrote the memoir, talked about some of the things that he did with his boy, and some of them did verge on irresponsibility, but he remembers the joy that his boy felt and saw on his face. You know, still to this day, it resonates with him that through that very difficult time, they had some incredibly sort of fun, alive times, and it was during those times. And I think his whole theory of just say yes and letting everything go in the house eventually is destined to collapse because there's just no structure, no routine. But in a way, it was a radical approach because it demanded one, because they were thrown in this awful situation, and it was one, you know, it was a way that he chose to get through it.
Yeah. I wonder, a lot of this film, a lot of this story really is about the empty space that the death of someone we love leaves within us. And for Harry, the teenager, the empty space where he feels that there is a mother who has rejected him.
So you just left me with her?
With your mother?
With my mother who hates me.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Your mother adores you.
See, you don't listen. I try and tell you how I feel and you say I'm ridiculous.
Do people who are needy necessarily help each other out?
I think that is, for me, that, you know, you have honed in on the heart of the film through all the ups and downs. It's really about grief and loss. It's about, you know, struggling to try and, you know, fill a gap that's impossible to fill, really. And I think what I liked about it is that the loss at the first half of the film, this devastating, huge loss, we set up that she's the heart and soul of the family and they will miss her desperately. But then into it sort of comes new life, because the teenage boy who hasn't been around, it's the beginning of a new relationship there. And I just found that there was kind of hope and there was looking forward to it.
Yeah. The pivotal point in the film is when you playing Joe Warr, the sports writer. Well, he's told he has to travel to Melbourne, I think, to cover a tennis tournament. He begins to cover it over TV, which, by the way, is the kind of thing people get fired for.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get fired for that. Something even worse happens. He winds up having to go to Melbourne for a day, and he leaves his two young sons at home.
Yep.
Doesn't work out well.
Yep.
Was there a sense in there that although living as wild young wolves, they really needed something more solid beneath their feet?
That's exactly what I think the point of that is. And, you know, I think, one, it's important to, you never forget through the film that they are grieving, and grief's a very messy thing. It's not a clean thing. You don't, you know, he's a very fallible dad. I'd never argue that he's a perfect father. He is struggling terribly with grief and struggling with becoming a single parent. And we make sure that every option is closed to him in this situation. And ultimately, it's his teenage boy who says, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. And he eventually makes a dreadful mistake and goes off to do this thing. And it doesn't go well. But I think that, as you say, is a huge part and key part of the film in terms of them realizing that things have to change, that they can't really carry on like this. Mm.
I want to end, if I could, this way, just unless your thoughts on this. Simon Carr, read an article that he wrote after seeing the film, and he said seeing the film reminded him that even though his sons have turned out very well, the loss of his late wife is something irreplaceable in all of their lives. And I wonder, having played a character like that, what clues do we take about our own lives and behavior? I mean, people are always telling us to get over a loss like that.
No, I do. I mean, I've lost somebody close to me, and I think it's one of the reasons I so wanted to do the film, because grief is terrible, and it's messy, and it's uncompromising, and you never, ever get over it. You will carry it. You know, you will get on with your life, and things will change and develop and, you know, come at you, and your life will take a particular journey. But a loss like that, I think you get through, but you never really get over.
Clive Owen speaking with us from Los Angeles. His new film, The Boys Are Back. Mr. Owen, pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.